Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
What a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Glad to have you along for today's edition of Q&A on KQ&A. I am Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone. Your regular host will return to the studio and the chair of power here for tomorrow's broadcast, and we look forward to that. And I'm sure you do too, but you're stuck with me today. So we'll make the best of it. We're all in this together, my friends. As we move off into October the 1st, one of the things you notice about living in Prescott is the seasons kind of changed in 24 hours. It's like last weekend, all of a sudden summer said, "See ya, I'm out of here. Meet my new friend fall." Anyway, and you have the chill in the air. I've had to turn on the portable heater at night. Got to climb up on the roof this week and cover up the swamp cooler, get the furnace going. It's just one of those things that happen in Prescott, Arizona. Another thing happens when fall arrives is there is work to do in the garden. And here to help us with that, we have the one, the only, Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center, the host of The Mountain Gardener here on KQ&A Saturdays at noon. There he is outside the window. He brought in some flowers to pretty up our studio, and we will find out what needs to be done for fall gardening. You know, do you need to fertilize? What do you need to do? Pruning? What kind of things need to be done to keep the garden plants you've got going, and what you need to do to get them ready for cold weather? So that's what's on today's program. All gardening, all the time here on today's edition of Q&A. So we'll take a break and we shall return right after these words and continue on. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130, 99.9 FM Prescott Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Yavapai County, Brian Kilmeade here, inviting you to join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show weekday mornings live from 6 till 9 right here on KQNA. We'll talk about the day's news and the day's newsmakers in the usual fair and balanced Fox way. The Brian Kilmeade Show live weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, KQNA.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, Man 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Wallach and Volk, Prescott True Value, and Home Furnishings Direct. The Cardinals visit the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 10 on AM 1130, Man 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And we are back. We just got our glamour shot taken for the Facebook. So you can check that out on KQNA here in just a little while, and you can see a beautiful photo of myself, but it's not me that's pretty in the photo. It's the man, the myth, the legend.
You're teeing me up totally, aren't you?
With his lovely blooms. And, you know, not everybody brings in props for a radio show.
Well,
I mean, the fact that we can count on you to bring color into our lives, it, you know, it's great when you come by. Everybody looks forward to it. It's like, oh, Ken's coming today. He's going to be bringing flowers in.
It is. It's fall, isn't it? Just feel. You could feel fall in the air. Of course, we've been fall for about a week, 10 days.
Yeah.
It's been officially autumn. Mm-hmm. And now the weather says it's autumn. And so a lot of plants in your yard will start to transition. You're starting to see fall color. It's a leading edge. So
right.
The Virginia creeper, that's that vine that grows wild throughout the mountains or up fence lines, it's in full red right now.
Mm-hmm.
At the garden center, we've got the silver maples. They're in full yellow, this beautiful gold, aspen gold color. The aspens are starting to show a little bit of color. So you're starting to feel like it's fall. And there's some things that folks should do in their gardens, in their landscape in the month of October that'll really set the stage for healthy growth through this winter and next spring. You do a lot of gardening now for plants that wake up next spring.
It's a lot of pre-preparation. The things that you do now affect how your garden is going to show up 4 months from, well, 6 months from now.
Yeah, it's after Valentine's, we're done with the cold. It starts to warm up, and that's when the daffodils start to come up and bloom. That's when the crocus start to bloom. Forsythias start to take off, and by March, it's full spring. I mean, it's like everything is waking up. The lilacs are starting to bloom, and then it just gets better and better and better from there as far as the mountains go.
Well, as far as the month of October goes, we know the daily high temperature has gone from 92 to 72.
I'll take it. That's why we live here.
In about 10 days. And obviously growing things, very sensitive to those kind of changes. So what's the top of the list that people need to do in their garden?
What we're seeing at the garden center right now, because of the chill, this has been the question of the day for today, I guess. I was at the nursery all day today, and people are going, oh, it's chilly. My tomatoes are green. They're on the vine. It's going to get cold. Do I have enough time? Should I pick them now? What should I do? I haven't even picked one tomato yet. And so I'm going, okay, we should probably just get that out of the way before we get too far so people aren't going to ask. And then we can go into some flower and some insider tips. Right now, don't lose your head. Let it ripen. Our average frost date, the first frost date, is going to be typically October 29th. Locals use Halloween. That's typically our first frost, and that's when it starts to kill off all your tropical plants.
Mm-hmm.
That's your flowering zinnias, your geraniums, petunias. That's going to be your watermelons, your tomatoes, your cucumbers, eggplants. These things, I would say, if they've got some eggplants on there, they haven't quite gotten big enough. We still have 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. The funny thing about averages, So, okay, it's Halloween is the average. Well, that's 100 years of data. We've been gathering 50 of those years where it didn't get frost until the middle of November. The other 50, it was the middle of October, but it averages about the end, you know, the last day of October. So you kind of want to watch the weather a bit, but if you're at the lower elevation, say under 6,000 feet, you're probably okay for frost with it for a bit. Keep an eye on it. If it really gets bad and it frosts very, very early, what I've actually done a couple of those years with my tomato plants, going back to tomatoes, I'll actually pick the entire plant and I'll pull it out of the ground. And I'll hang it with the green tomatoes on the vine. I'll hang it up in the garage or someplace out of the way where I'll let those tomatoes stay on the vine, even though the vine is dying now. There's no roots left. It's just hanging up there.
Right.
Though it's better to have them ripen on the vine than to pick them, than wrap them in tissue paper or put them on a windowsill or let them ripen up on the counter. They just still keep that flavor, it seems like, when you keep them on the vines. So that's one little trick that could help you. And the main tip is those folks that have green tomatoes on their tomato vine, you probably pick the wrong one. You have the wrong variety. So Big Boys, Beefsteaks, Rutgers, these great big tomatoes. They're great big slicers. They're great for places that have warm nights and very long growing seasons, like the South,
right?
Like California, Palm Springs. Here, it's so cool, it's better to next spring plant your smaller tomatoes to your mid-size tomatoes. That'd be Early Girls and Champions and Celebrities and San Diego's and your cherry tomatoes. They produce faster. And so I've been picking tomatoes for 2 months now. So I'm not struggling with the, oh, no, we're almost at the end of the year and end of the season and I haven't picked one yet. That's something just to watch for next year when you plant tomatoes.
And, you know, if you pay attention to the weather forecast, a freeze is not going to sneak up on you.
No,
you know,
yeah, you're right.
You know when what the temperature at night is. So you can, kind of keep an eye on the extended forecast and get an idea within a day or two at the very least,
and
how much time you've got.
You could throw a frost blanket or something over just to get you through another. Because the way we kind of have Indian summers, it gets real cold, and then it warms back up for a bit. Then it gets cold again, then it warms. You could throw a sheet or anything to cover it just to keep the frost off.
Mm-hmm.
It'll buy you an extra week or two to ripen up on the vine.
Would you just do that, throw that on at dusk and then take it off the next morning?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you want them to take up all the sunshine
during
the day. And so a sheet isn't going to help you with that. But you do want to keep the frost off at night. So you throw it on that evening, take it off the next morning. And might I say too, do not, I repeat this, do not use plastic.
No.
Plastic actually holds the cold in. You get more damage if you wrap it in plastic. You want a breathable material like a sheet or burlap or frost cover. These are breathable materials. You just want that frost to light on top of that, but not permeate and get onto the foliage of that vegetable.
And worst case scenario, you always could just make fried green tomatoes.
Well, of course. You just made my mouth water.
Put that on a grilled cheese sandwich. A BL fried green tomato cheese. There you go.
That's a big thing anymore. Fried. Now I'm a Southern boy, so Georgia. My family's from the Deep South, and so fried green tomatoes, that's a real deal. And so you just made my mouth water.
If you really want to be Southern about it, get in touch with your inner Southern boy. Put a little pimento cheese on that fried green tomato, and you'll start speaking with an accent,
I do declare. For all my Southern friends, I apologize for that.
Me, oh my. All right, so of course we talked about the tomatoes, and let's stick with other edibles. I mean, are there any other edible garden items that are still in the ground and need special care?
So for me, what I'm doing in my own gardens, my name's Ken, we're just friends chatting over the airwaves.
But
this is what's working in my own yard. And so some of my tomatoes, they've given up. They're done. They're not going to produce. There's not enough time to produce more tomatoes. I'm going, okay, you're out of here. You're taking up space. You move aside. I've pulled my zucchinis, the pumpkins. I've harvested all the giant pumpkins. I'm freeing up garden space in my own gardens. and I'm making room for the winter crops. Mm-hmm. There's a whole series of plants you can plant now, and you'll harvest like broccoli for Christmas dinner, spinach for Thanksgiving. You'll have potatoes that you can harvest, keep them in the ground, but then harvest them up as we get into the cold. Mm-hmm. I would say right now you can definitely plant lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. We've got a whole several of the herbs you can plant right now and harvest them right through winter. We're that mild, which is why we live here. It's a four seasons, but it's about as mild a four seasons you could possibly have. And that's a new idea for those folks from the, let's say, Midwest, where it just gets cold and they get 8-foot frost line. And when the garden's gone, it's gone until next, you know, May.
Until the snow melts.
Not here. Now we keep going. So I have at least in my own yards three seasons. I plant very early spring into February, March. Then I'll plant my regular tomatoes. I've picked watermelons, that kind of stuff. I'll plant those in May. That's after the frost. And then I'll plant another crop, a third crop, now through October typically, where I can start planting and harvesting down the road, down through the end of the year. Very, very doable. And the flavor is better. I think the best flavor coming out of your leafy crops are from now through the end of the year. Just they like that cool. They like the cold makes the flavor come out in those.
Yeah, we talked mentioned a little while ago, you know, the plants being temperature dependent, and there's some of them like the 90 degree weathers and some of them like the 60 degree weathers.
Yeah. I've actually, I'm one of the 90 degree weather kind of plants. I'm like a lizard. I like to crawl up on a rock and warm up in the sun. And
oh, yeah.
It's hard for me to think it's not going to be 90 anymore. It's just so hard. But I also like winter, but some of your plants, they love the heat. And they do not, they get chilled, they start shivering, and they just shed all their leaves. They're going, I'm done. But things like, I brought this as a new pansy. We just got in the nursery yesterday.
That is purple.
This is
seriously purple.
It's purple violet. Purple velvet. Velvet. It's a velvety purple.
It does look velvety.
That is a pansy. So pansies, violas, Johnny jump ups, these are all related to each other. These plants, I have literally seen snow 6 inches on them. And the flowers will pop up through the snow and start to bloom through the snow. They're amazing. So these are plants you plant now. You don't wait. You plant them now and they bulk up and they just keep blooming right through winter. They can reseed, come up in the yard and other places. The big mistake I find people making with pansy is that they plant it. They'll come in. They've seen them all winter and they come into the nursery. They go, oh, I want some pansies myself. And it's May. It's the very last crop of pansies. And then pansies do not like the summer. So it comes into June, and it starts to get to 95. And no matter how much you water this, it's not going to live in summer. It vaporizes.
Right.
So the secret is plant them very, very early in the fall of the year, and they'll keep on blooming pretty much now through winter, through spring. And then next summer sometime, they'll kind of fade and go, I'm done. That's when you plant your geraniums and zinnias and some of this summer things.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Just because fall has arrived doesn't mean gardening season has ended. There's all kinds of great things that you can do out there. We're going to take a break, Ken, and we will return to talk more with Ken Lane, the mountain gardener from Waters Garden Center, about what you need to do in your garden for the fall season. I mean, you love the hobby. Now you just have to wear a jacket, you know.
Yeah,
or little sweater. There's nothing wrong with that. So we will return. You keep it right here. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We're online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
25 years, a quarter century, and thousands of customers later, Northern Arizona Woodworking says thank you, Yavapai County, for making this 25-year anniversary possible. Bob Myers and the custom cabinet makers at Northern Arizona Woodworking love the smiles they bring to every home, garage, or office. Now with laminate, quartz, and granite countertops, your one-stop cabinet shop. Call 772-3779 or stop by the showroom on Laredo Drive in Prescott Valley. Cheers to the 25 years, Northern Arizona Woodworking.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own Smart Stream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again. Thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone, and we have Mr. Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center, the Mountain Gardener. You can hear Ken here on the radio each and every Saturday from 11 to noon. How long have you been doing that show?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so long I can't remember. Decades. So it's been a long, long time. Every week it's just what's going on in the mountains of Arizona. It's kind of a challenge here. They write all this garden content, HGTV, Fine Garden Magazine, but it's all written for the East Coast, you know,
right.
D.C. up to Boston, over to Chicago, that area, which it's not even remotely like gardening here.
Mm-hmm.
Or we get the Phoenix influence. It's desert advice that doesn't translate at this higher elevation. And so I came up with this idea of the Mountain Gardener. So it's more for like the Rocky Mountains. So it'd be more like for Denver or Albuquerque or Prescott and the surrounding Central Highlands. And it's our seasons are a little different here. When we come into what you do by season, what blooms, what's growing. So it's, we go in deep on that. This weekend we're going to go over the top 10 things you need to do in the fall garden by the end of October. Here's 10 things you really need to do to set the stage for a garden that goes to sleep well. So they're going to hibernate, the perennials especially, and then wake up next year, next spring, usually in March, April. Your fruit trees, what do you do? Your grasses, how do you prune them? Your lawn, what do you do? We'll just go over all 10 of those, so they'll have to tune in. We'll tease them so they'll tune in this Saturday.
Can't beat local knowledge.
There you go.
Can't
That's
you.
Right.
So we've got fall rolling in. We talked about our gardens and our tomatoes and such. And you mentioned the pansies there. What other good plants do you have for this time of year?
Well, you know, they can tune into the Facebook page, and we were taking a picture, you and I, with all the flowers, so they can see what we're going to talk about if you want to tune and take a look. But I brought this one. This is a new colored snapdragon. So every yard in the Mount Zarazona should have a snapdragon because this is a wild flower. It comes up, animals, they don't eat it. So it looks delicious, but javelina, rabbits, deer, they don't eat snapdragons. They come in a whole host of colors. Mainly it's yellow, but then there's pink. This is a beautiful light pink color, but reds, all kinds of colors. And they've got a light fragrance to them. They just smell so good. But this will grow up, then it will throw some seed off, and then it'll come up again. It'll come up in the rock lawn. It'll come up in the flower beds. It's just a great little plant for the mountains of Arizona. Every yard should have at least one or more, but these are best planted when it's cool at night. They do not like the summer. So in the summer, they take a break. They're evergreen. So you see this long flower stem. That'll grow up maybe 18 inches tall, and it just keeps setting flowers right on top of each other, just flower upon flower upon flower. When it gets done blooming, you snip off that flower head, and the foliage underneath it will stay green right through winter.
Wow.
And then you'll fertilize it again about, February, and it will start to bloom again starting February right through March, April, May, June. It's an amazing little flower. So for snapdragons, if you're not familiar with mountain flowers, that's a place to start. And that's a companion to the pansies we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of my favorites I brought to you. What color is that? Like chartreuse or lime green? Lime green.
That looks like a green apple Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. This, your parents called it coral bells. In the industry, we call it heuchera. And you'll see this particular perennial. This is one that comes back every year. It's an evergreen. So I love to plant this in my fall and winter gardens because it's so bright and cheery. It just says, I love spring, everything about spring. I know it's snowing out right now, but I still like spring. And it gives the gardener within us something inspirational to look out in our containers, in our raised beds, and go, that heuchera sure is pretty. And so it's one of the few perennials that stays colorful year-round. Doesn't dive back to the ground and then come back fresh mm-hmm. from the roots. It's a companion with this one. This is my favorite succulent. This is a euphorbia. This is a rainbow ascot euphorbia. It's a perennial. Again, it comes back every year. Mine is up probably about knee-high or so. Mm-hmm. And it's covered in these variegated, striped, gold, green, and I don't know how many colors are in this thing, red. But this thing you cannot kill. I mean, you unless you overwater it. I mean, kick dirt at it, abuse it, talk dirty to it. It just keeps growing and growing. You can use this in a rock garden. It's that tough.
Right.
And it's related to, believe it or not, poinsettias, like Christmas poinsettias.
Really?
It's the same plant. That's also euphorbia. So when you break off a stem, it has that same white, milky sap mm-hmm. that it goes in it. But this one has a lot of antifreeze, so it doesn't freeze. It can go down to, I think, minus 10 degrees, some crazy cold, and still stay evergreen. But the beauty with this is, because of that sap, no animals like to eat this either. So you could plant it right out there where javelina roam around, unless they accidentally sit on it or something. They're not going to eat it. It'll just be this beautiful little evergreen perennial that just keeps coming back year after year.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, of course, October, a very important month, as you mentioned earlier in the program, to prepare portions of your garden for springtime. Is this a time of year to be doing some fertilizing?
Yeah, really. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's the most important month to plant, to fertilize your plants. And here's why. Right now, the plants are starting to shut down. So you're seeing the photosynthesis. The days are getting shorter. The leaves are starting to turn color. And as plants start to hibernate, that is your deciduous trees, those plants that lose their leaves, like lilacs or maples, I would say even your evergreens, like your pines and spruce and fir, they're actually starting to elongate roots. They're actually storing up those carbohydrates in their root structure. So if you can fertilize them right then, they'll actually take that food that you're giving them in the month of October, and they'll store it up in their root system, and that's the food they'll use to form next spring's flower buds, let's say for fruit trees, or candle buds, like for your evergreen pines and spruce, or your leaf buds for your shade trees, that kind of thing. So they're going to use this food for next spring's growth. For your evergreens, we're notorious for evergreens turning yellow in the winter, or winter chlorosis, this yellowing, they look pale. It's all because they didn't get fertilized well in the fall. You need to fertilize those to keep them a robust green through the winter. And what I tell folks is, use a good organic food. I made one years and years ago called, imagine this, Water's All-Purpose Plant Food. It's not very original, but it's good for everything. It's a 744. It's got cottonseed meal, which the evergreens will love. It's got bird guano. It's the best lawn food you've ever used. It's granular. You just spread it around the yard. You don't have to work it in. Just get it over the rock lawn. Get it where the roots are. Get it down underneath. And the rains and the snows that will come,
right,
will break it down and get it to the plant. So you just need to get it on. And I would say right away, especially those folks that are maybe new, they've got new plants, you've got to get some roots underneath those things. Fertilize them. Mm-hmm. Or someone that bought a house that maybe was let go for a while. You just need, it's overgrown. You need to clean that thing up and then fertilize it so what's left over can rebound and look lush again instead of overgrown and mangy and just looking overgrown. You want to fertilize them so that they gain health. And then last bit, if plants did not perform well this year, let's say your lilacs didn't bloom, your roses, just they bloomed once and then they were kind of, they didn't bloom again. Those things that didn't perform like you're used to, that's almost always a nutrient factor.
Mm-hmm.
Plants can't live on water alone. They have to have some nutrients, and that all-purpose plant food, that 744 mix, that's the magic for really making local plants thrive in your landscape.
And of course, they draw their nutrients out of the soil, right. And that's what you're doing when you're fertilizing, is you're putting those nutrients back in.
That's exactly right. This is also the time when you'll find stressed plants. So let's say they've been hammered by aphids or thrip or mites. There's a lot of stuff going on right now in the yard. If they're yellowing early, if they curled up before your neighbors, if they're obviously stressed, so they're turning, the fall is causing them to shut down early. If you feel sick, what do? You put yourself to bed. Well, plants will do the same thing just by defoliating their leaves. If that happens, you really need to get on this. And that's one, take a picture, bring a leaf in, come talk to us, have an expert help you. But that means something's going on at the root level, or insects are out there eating on this plant. We need to correct that so the spring growth will come out in full swing, come out with strength, with vigor. If you just let it go, hope that winter will get rid of all your issues, it rarely does. So you need to really, this is a cue. Your plants are talking to you this in the month of October. If you're listening, you can really help them perform better in your landscape.
And if you don't understand what your plants are saying to you, Ken Lane is there to translate. He speaks plants.
I do, actually.
Google cannot do that for you. Ken Lane can. All right, Ken, we need to take another quick break. And we're going to get some words in from our sponsors, get a quick news break, and we'll be back on Q&A at AM 1130, 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Yavapai County, Brian Kilmeade here, inviting you to join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show weekday mornings live from 6 till 9 right here on KQNA. We'll talk about the day's news and the day's newsmakers in the usual fair and balanced Fox way. The Brian Kilmeade Show live weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, KQNA.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Las Vegas Golden Knights Thursday at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Prescott Valley man has died in a motorcycle crash on Highway 89A. Just after 1 yesterday afternoon, Prescott Fire, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, and Prescott Police personnel responded to the accident on Highway 89A and Pioneer Parkway. Prescott Police Lieutenant John Brambilla explains there are unanswered questions after 74-year-old Francis Gary pulled alongside another vehicle prior to the crash.
Witness statements advise that Mr. Gary made some hand motions at the vehicle prior to drifting into the unpaved median area. Gary attempted to maintain control of the motorcycle as he traveled eastbound into the median prior to losing control and being ejected from the motorcycle.
Brambilla says the rider suffered serious injuries.
Gary was transported from the scene to Yavapai Regional Medical Center East Campus, where he was later pronounced deceased.
The Prescott Police Department's Traffic Safety Section is continuing to investigate the cause of the collision. Impairment isn't believed to be a factor. Anyone who has additional information on this accident is asked to call Prescott Police at 777-1949. Drivers who use I-17 should plan for delays due to daytime ramp closures.
ADOT crews are performing fog seal work, which protects and extends the life of the pavement. As a result, the north and southbound off-ramps will be closed. Drivers can use Arcosani Road as a detour. Flaggers will direct traffic to Highway 69 northbound and I-17 southbound. The restrictions will be in place from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. On Thursday, ADOT crews are scheduled to complete pavement flush work. Flaggers will once again be directing traffic at the north and southbound off-ramps to I-17 and Highway 69. Work hours are 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
And in your forecast, sunshine today, clear skies tonight, and sunny for your midweek. Expect an overnight low of 41 tonight in the Prescott area with an overnight low of 74 and a high of 76 on Thursday. 47 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 83 and a high on Thursday of 86. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook, listen live worldwide at kqna.com, and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Looking for the perfect spot to hold your next meeting, seminar, company party, wedding, or family gathering? Then the perfect spot for you is the Event Spot. Their 4,000 square foot facility with 200 plus parking spaces is the Quad City's choice to celebrate and gather. Centrally located in Prescott Valley, the Event Spot is complete with a catering kitchen, Wi-Fi, and even technology for live conferencing on large screens. And if you need help with planning, ask about their preferred vendor list. The Event Spot. You bring the event, they provide the spot. Visit eventspotaz.com for more information.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. and you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209.
Equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again on Q&A, talking plants today. We have Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center, and he is the host of the Mountain Gardener as well, here each and every Saturday from 11 to noon. And we talked a little bit earlier, before we took the break, about prepping your yard for winter, and we talked about taking care of your plants. How about trees? Do they need any special preparations for cold weather, pruning, feeding, fertilizer?
Sure, yeah. The main thing you can do now is fertilize. So even if they're losing their leaves, you still fertilize, and it'll take that nutrient up. You need a real slow-release fertilizer. That's where it's good to go with organics instead of synthetics. Synthetics are petroleum-based products. They break down typically in 3 to 4 weeks, and they just flush through the soil. An organic's going to stay there and keep those nutrients right at the root level for that plant, so it can uptake all that food and make next spring's leaf bud. The thing to watch right now is we're noticing a lot of aphids on the pine trees. So if you look at your pines, aspens, I've seen it on this week, apples, I've seen it on those three things, pine, apples and aspens. Watch those, and I'm sure it's on others, but if the leaves look glossy, it looks like it's been raining, but we've had no moisture. That's always aphids at the top of the tree. And that glistening, we call that aphid. It's aphid poo, basically. It's an excrement of the aphids, and it drips down and makes everything. They're sucking the sap out of it at the top of the tree, and they excrement it out. This is serious. It will affect the tips of that growth. They won't kill the tree or the shrub, but they'll greatly stress it out so it won't set new growth very well. And so if you see that, come talk to us. We can show you how to get rid of it organically. There's a spray called Triple Action. Just spray on that, and it will just obliterate them. So that's one thing to walk the yard, check to make sure that you're seeing what's going on. The other one, too, if you've got some big pine trees, your evergreens. Bark beetle is a real variable here. This is a little tiny bug, and it burrows its way underneath the bark, and it eats the cambium layer, or that sweet wood underneath. That's the living tissue of a tree. And they can girdle the tree, actually kill it. And so they wiped out whole sections of the forest, and we're seeing a lot of this. You're seeing it on your pitted fruits, like cherries. I just saw that yesterday. Peaches, there's a bubble of sap on the trunk, or it's leaking sap. Any kind of hole where sap is coming out, that is very serious.
Right.
These plants will kill your tree if you don't get on it. And so what we tell our customers here over at the garden center is make sure all of your evergreens, you're treating them with plant protector. That's this stuff here. This is a liquid, like an antibiotic for plants. But you put this around the root level. Mix up in a watering can. Just pour it around. Anyone can do it. Mix up with a watering can. Pour it around the base. And the plant will actually absorb this plant protector up underneath the bark where those bark beetles or ips beetles are active, and it will obliterate them. And one application lasts for an entire year. This is your time. While the sap is flowing up and down that tree as we transition from fall down to winter, this is the time to treat your plants. But really look after your evergreens, aspens, fruit trees, any kind of fruit tree. I've personally seen them on peaches, cherries, and apples this week alone. Mm-hmm. So I know that's the leading. I know there's problems going on, and some folks don't even realize it. Just walk the yard and take a look. If you see anything, take a picture with your camera phone and bring it into us. If you can bring a sample, bring it into us. We've got a microscope there that blows it up, I think, 200 times. We can take an aphid and make it look like a prehistoric, like alien life form. It's big as we got a big screen TV. Just blows it up so you can see what it is. And people go, well, is that serious? I'm going, look at it. Of course it's serious. Look, he's grotesque. We need to kill this thing.
That's right.
So get on it. Watch for bugs this time of year. Fertilize is the best thing I can tell you.
Maybe kids could dress up like aphids for Halloween.
There you go.
What are you? I'm an aphid.
Well, spiders are a natural, I guess, for there Halloween. I don't know.
Very true. Well, you talk about people coming in and, you know, getting their diagnosis. You know, folks, like you said, there's things that you can't see. You can see the symptoms, but you can't see the cause.
Right.
And that's what Ken and his crew at Waters Garden Center can do for you. Now, you also have classes on the weekends.
Yeah, we do.
Tell
yeah,
us about those.
For setting that up. Yeah, every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning. They're always free. They're in the back greenhouse. Whether it's rain or shine, doesn't matter. We have a garden class. And I think this coming Saturday is going to be Gardening for Newcomers. It's one of our most popular classes. And so it's, if you're new to the area, what are the zones? When are our frost dates? What does grow here? And how do you fertilize? And when do you put it? And it's a very information rich, lots of handouts. And you get to hang out with really cool people called gardeners. We all like each other and just kind of talk plants. So that's we'll go over fall color. I think the next week, you know, the best trees of autumn here. Which ones have the best color? From oaks and maples all the way down to service berries and the native, you know, pears. We'll cover everything in between. What are the best and how to plant them? And the list goes on. I think the very last of October, we go over the top 10 things you need to do in the autumn gardens to really get them to perform well for you. So, and then it's lots of questions. It's pretty intimate. Last mm-hmm. week we had maybe 20 students, got all done. I said, hey, who wants to go for a walk through the nursery? I'll just show you a few things that just came in that would be of interest to you. And the whole class went, let's do this thing. We just walked around and chatted another extra 30 minutes or so, and they were just into it. It's just fun. But every Saturday at 9:30, at Waters Garden Center out Iron Springs Road. They're free to the public. That's kind of our niche. That's one of my marketing things that I do. Of course, we're competing against really big box stores, big marts, and I don't have the $1 million ad budgets they do.
Right.
But I do have a personality, and I've got longevity, and I'm a gardener, and I know what grows here. And so we go at it, and we say we're going to be the information place. We're your friends, your neighbors that help you grow better. And we just happen to have a garden center. So that's worked out for decades for us, and we're just healthier than ever by doing that, having classes and columns and radio shows.
And well, yeah, you may not have that big ad budget, but you do also have access to social media.
Well, that's true.
Because the classes are streamed live on Facebook.
Yep. And YouTube.
And you post them on YouTube as well.
We do.
So people can just go on YouTube and type in Waters Garden Center.
Pop right up, or javelina plants, or
it'll find it for you.
Yeah. So we just some big news. Just last week, we passed our millionth download on YouTube.
Cool.
We're kind of a rock star. In fact, Google's invited me to go back to their home city, wherever that is in California. And oh, you're pretty famous. Why don't you come out and we'll give you a personal tour? I'm going, no, I don't care to see the. I don't want to go to Silicon Valley. I don't care that much.
That's
I'm just
funny.
A little town boy that likes my neighbors, and I like sharing information, connecting plants and people together, and that's our formula. But yeah, it's a popular thing. Social media for little companies is like magic, because we can do that. We can be that personality and go, oh, look at this. I saw this in Bloom in Safeway's parking lot. Don't you want to know what it is? Here you go. I was at someone's very wealthy rancher's house. They'd cut through a bank, and the juniper, which is gorgeous, I could see the root layers, and I got on Instagram and said, and so, have you ever wondered how deep a root system is on a tree? Well, let me show you. And you could just show the strata. And,
well, that's neat.
And the roots, this is a 20-foot tree. The roots went down 24 inches, and that was it. And then they went out. You could just see the whole thing, and you could share things like that that you couldn't do with a radio ad or a print ad or traditional
newsletter or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You need social media for that. And it's just all on your phone. It's just amazing what these things will do. It's fun.
That's right. You can watch, Ken Lane in the garden while you're in your garden.
Yeah.
You know,
most people don't realize they want to come see my own gardens, but the pictures I post, they're basically what you're seeing, my gardens or
right.
the garden center. It's one of the two. So, If you've ever wanted to see what my yard looks like, well, just follow us on YouTube or follow us on Facebook or Pinterest, and you'll quickly – you have to patch it together a little bit, but
right.
you'll get a picture of my mom. Like this is a mom, a garden mom, I planted one of these in my yard last year, this size. This is a little 4-inch or quart size. Maybe it's, what, a foot across, foot high or so. Beautiful pumpkin color. I planted one of these last year, and I'm going to post this tomorrow. It's now 3 feet around and 3 feet high.
It's amazing.
And in full bloom. So that's things that you can garden now and show it off and inspire folks to garden smarter, different, better, and have more success. So.
And boys and girls, I'm sure as you're listening to this program, you can hear the passion in this man's voice. He's very passionate about this. And not only that, he wants to share it with you, and he wants that passion to rub off, you know, because there's joy in growing things. I mean, getting out the garden, it's hard work, it's sweaty, it's dirty, there's bugs. But, you know, the color that it brings into your life, I mean, I imagine we could probably find some sort of a college paper on psychology written about the value of having, you know, plants and flowers in your life.
Even therapists. They're now right. Starting to have psychologists study this, where we're seeing the therapeutic mindset of this. I think really in the mountains of Arizona, it is more challenging to garden here. And so you'll fail some more. But when you have a success, it's like an oasis, like a desert that's just out there, and you come across this little oasis out there, and you go, wow, look at that mom, look at that dianthus, look at that fall-colored tree. It just isn't that – the tomatoes just taste sweeter. The flowers are just brighter. The hummingbirds are just faster and more talkative because it is more sparse. It's just not as easy here, but when you have a success – it feels better as well.
Once you're done with your chores and you go inside and brush the dirt off, get yourself a glass of iced tea, and then go right back in the garden and sit there and just look at it.
You know, it keeps you young too. It keeps you. It's good for your brain, but it's also good for your body to keep exercising, bending over. Now I've had a couple back surgeries, so I am starting to garden more and. Raised beds, containers, is a little bit easier. If there's a big tree, I'll have my guy. We have a planting crew. So there's two trucks that roam around just installing plants. If it's above a 15-gallon above, I just go, guys, come plant this for me. Just get over here, put the hole in. I sit out there, take them cookies and tea, and they do a great job. Thanks, boss. So that's becoming an increased service, planting, delivery.
That's what I was
that
just going to.
Doubled in size 2 years in a row. It's crazy.
I was just going to ask you about that. You know, not only can people come in and get stuff, but you've got folks that will come to people's houses and assist them.
Not only that, we can plant, put things in the ground for you. That's very easy.
Right.
Well, we also have I set my employees up with their own business. And so you can have a garden consultation. So my managers, the top end folks that really know stuff, they'll come out on site. And they'll actually walk the yard with you. It's a couple $100. And I give them a coupon for 20% off. So it pretty much covers that cost for you. They'll tell you where to space trees, where to plant a shrub row, how to have privacy, which plants are better, and walk the yard. And that way you've got a connection to the garden center. When you get done, they can come in and just to go, oh, hey, Amy, could you tell me what was that again I wanted? When I go out, I'll take irrigation flags. I'll go Arizona cypress. And I'll write it right on the little flag, and I'll stick it in the ground where you want to plant that.
Right.
And so now they've got a plan. They can see where these plants are going. One of my managers has an app on her phone. She actually will take a picture of your house and then drop that plant in for you. She's seeing 3D images on her phone. It's crazy.
Well, now that's neat.
I'm not that tech savvy, so it's kind of more of a analog, you know, flagging.
You've got crayons.
Kind of. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but those services are increasing. It's like people, I don't know what it is. It's uniquely, it's happened the last couple of years to the point where it's getting harder to manage. It's more and more, it's becoming popular.
Anyway,
it's good.
And as we mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, this kind of stuff is good for your psyche. And I read a story about the other day that, you know, getting outdoors or out in the woods is good for your, one of the best things you can do for your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, I make sure I go camping at least twice a month.
You know, they had something there
really where stress.
If you have insomnia, if you go camping, you just get back in the cycle of sunset and sunrises.
Right.
You do that just for a few days. It resets your brain and you start to sleep better. Nature is good for us.
All right. Well, we certainly hope this radio show was good for you, listener. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up today's program?
Just that I am a huge fan. Thanks for having me on.
Oh,
I tune in often. So really,
thank
this
you.
Is a great show. Thanks. It's an honor to be here.
And people want to find Waters Garden Center online?
We are watersgardencenter.com. Super right. easy. Or we're at 1815 Iron Springs Road, just Iron Springs, just past the hospital in the middle of Prescott. We're pretty easy to find.
Right.
We've got all the stuff we just talked about, fertilizers, whatever. Or ask for the list of the 10 things you need to do in the fall for a better spring garden.
And the nice thing about this as opposed to the big box stores is your products come with knowledge as well. So
that's right.
And a passion for it behind it.
And we'll probably see you at church or watch the kids play soccer or pay pinochle
that's
with
right.
you because we're just neighbors. We're one of you.
That's right. I'm sure people stop you all the time and say, Ken, my so-and-sos are doing great, you know. I don't know if a so-and-so is actually a flower, but, you know.
It could be. We could make one.
We've got fresh so-and-sos in. All right, folks, we'll take a break and be back to wrap up today's edition of Q&A right after this on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savour delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, what great fun we had today here on Q&A. And thanks once again to Ken Lane to come in here and share his knowledge and his passion for all things gardening. Waters Garden Center is the place, watersgardencenter.com. And tune in to KQ&A on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock to hear the Mountain Gardener. Your regular host, DJ Phone, will be back next week. I'm Gregory Scott. Have a great Tuesday.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.